So meet the Australian hockey player Matt Dawson.
Yes.
So he represented Australia in the 2020 Games in Tokyo, where he won silver. Unfortunately, before the Olympics, he injured his right ring finger.
Okay.
Now, the time that it would take to heal was going to basically take him out of the 2024 Olympics.
Got you.
Spoke to his doctor, and he, in consultation with his doctor, obviously, the doctor was like, look, you can amputate the part that you injured. The healing time is a lot faster. So he amputated the tip of his right ring finger, and he will now represent Australia at the Paris Olympics, which kicks off.
What a profound story. Oh, my word. So the recovery time's quicker for an amputation over an actual surgery, and you do that. I hope the dude had, like, good medical aid. Like, serious. No, I'm serious, though, because sometimes the medical aid will see that as, like, it's an aesthetic thing.
Yes.
As opposed to that. I feel a bit triggered now. Have you noticed that about medical aids in that particular regard? I mean, great for him to represent his country, but I know maybe Australia doesn't have the thing, but especially in South Africa. I'm not sure if you have this type of thing, but you know when you pay for medical aid at the beginning of the year and you have a certain plan?
Yes.
All right? And if anything happens in your life that changes, you can't change the plan until the beginning of the next year. So it's so rigid in that particular way that I'm thinking, like, you can't predict how your year's going to go because you may just have to amputate one of your fingers to go to the Olympics.
But exactly. Right? Like, what if something happens to me now and for my work, like for us, what are we doing here? I need to have a thing which isn't covered by medical aid, I'm going to have to pay for that.
That's what I'm saying. I hope that dude had a good medical aid because I think that, you know, in this country, there are too many rigid boundaries around that, and you have to just kind of pay for it up front. And also, remember, we have to do a blanket statement, which means we have to pay for the most extreme medical aid in the event that something extreme happens. Which means there's no sort of negotiation as our life changes, as our age changes, as our lifestyle changes, as our sporting needs change. You never know what's going to happen. So I hope that dude has a good one because I think in this country, there's no flexibility in medical aid. I'm sorry. I think that maybe triggered me a little bit. Maybe it's something personal. I don't know. But I just figured I'd share that a bit more.
It triggered me.
Yeah.
Okay. And then